Hello.
Yes, good afternoon. It's Tony calling from Metro Research. And we're conducting an opinion survey. We'd like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Okay, your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are entirely confidential. Okay, what is the highest level of school that you have, or the highest degree you have received, ma'am?
Bachelor's.
Bachelor's degree? Okay. All right, ma'am, and are you Hispanic? Okay, this survey is for elections in Columbus for mayor and city council, ma'am.
All right. Yeah.
Okay,
ma'am.
Okay, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Nope.
Okay. All right. I have white, black, or African-American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern.
I'm black American.
Okay, black American. Okay. All right, ma'am, are you registered to vote in Columbus, or like many people are not registered?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. All right, ma'am, as you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for local offices in Columbus. You know, though sometimes things come up and prevents people from voting as it stands now. How likely are you to vote in November 2023 general election? Are you
almost will keep me from voting? I will vote.
Okay,
I go to the poll,
right,
and I vote in person.
Okay. All right, then, yes, so that was going to be my next question. Okay, do you plan to vote by mail, vote early in person, or vote in person on election day?
On election day.
Okay.
The 7th, right?
On election day. Okay. Yes, sir. Yes. Okay, ma'am, and how motivated are you to vote on the November 2023 general election?
Very motivated. Very, very, very motivated.
So what number would you give me from 0 to 10?
10. 11.
Motivation. 10. Okay. How you feel about some people, okay, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them, and 5 means that you're neither warm, you know, or cold, like a neutral. And 0 means that you, that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them, okay? But you can use any number from 0 to 10 depending how you feel. If you don't know or never heard of the people or groups, just let me know, okay? And I move to the next one. The first one will be Louis Gill.
Yep,
hot. What number would you
say?
That's a
10. That's a number 10. I'm really in favor of it.
Okay, the Columbus City Council.
Mm-hmm. 10.
What number would you give? 10, okay. Joseph Moto.
I don't know.
Never, okay. Never heard of him. Okay, Shannon Harden.
Warm.
7. What number? 7, okay. 7. Nancy Deoker.
Don't know about her.
Don't know her. Okay. Nick Bankston.
Don't know.
Don't know. Okay. Emmanuel Remy.
Don't know.
Okay. What about Farsham Jetty?
Don't know.
Andrew Ginther. Oh, these are the candidates running for, okay, don't know him. Okay, what about Adrian Hood?
Don't know.
Adrian, okay, don't know her. Okay, all right. Okay, ma'am, next are some questions about the upcoming elections in Columbus, okay? Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither exactly right, okay? The first one says, I would rather elect new people to the city council so the council can go in new direction. Or the second one says, I would rather re-elect city council so they can continue the work they've been doing.
Somebody new.
Somebody new. Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, and if the November election for mayor of Columbus was held today, would you vote for Andrew Ginther or Joseph
Hell Moore? To the nar. Our current mayor got the go.
So which one would you, Andrew Ginther or Joseph Moto? Or if you had to lean towards one of them, you know, which one would you lean towards, Andrew Ginther or Joseph Moto?
Moto,
okay. All right, ma'am, if the November election for Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Adrian Hood?
I don't know. Let me see. You said Harding or Hood?
There's Emmanuel Remy and then Adrian Hood.
Adrian.
Yes, Adrian Hood.
I don't know yet.
Okay, if you had to lean towards one of them, which one would you lean towards at this time, or?
Whoever the Republican candidate is.
Okay, but I don't have that information here on, you know, on the script, but if you're undecided, that's no problem. All right, ma'am, if the November elections for Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nancy DeAcur or Luis Gill?
Undecided,
okay. And if the November election for Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nick Bankston or Farzhan Jetty?
You said Hood or who?
Nick Bankston and Lena or the other is Farzhan Jetty. That's her name.
I don't know, man. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I
want to
give you an answer, but
if you had to lean towards which one would you lean? I mean, you can still, you know, when you're voting, that's going to be a different story, you know.
Right, but I don't know. You want me to pick something? I'm saying I'm not sure. I'm undecided. I don't know.
Okay.
You can just put something down, I guess. You pick for me.
No problem.
I don't know.
You can decide. Okay, ma'am. This November there will be an issue on the ballot, you know, in the Columbus City School District. There is a Okay, an additional tax for the benefit of Columbus City School District for the purpose of current operating expenses and general permanent improvements that the county auditor estimates will collect $99,104,000 annually at a rate not exceeding 3 mils for current operating expenses and at a rate not exceeding 4.7 mils for general permanent improvements at a collective rate not exceeding 7.7 mils for each $1 of taxable value, which amounts, you know, to 270 for each $100,000. At the county auditor's appraised value, for a continuing period of time, you know, commencing in 2023, first due in calendar year 2024. Okay, if the election were held today, would you vote yes to approve or not to reject this measure?
I would reject it.
So be rejected, okay?
Yep.
All right, ma'am, and we're almost done with this survey. I really thank you for your time. I only have a few more questions for a statistical purpose, okay? In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Republican,
okay. All right, ma'am, do you consider yourself to be a strong or not a strong Republican?
Very strong Republican.
Oh. All right, ma'am, and are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Single, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes, 3.
Okay. 3. All right, ma'am, and for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were
Donald
you not able to
Trump.
Vote? Did you vote
Trump.
For Joe Biden?
Trump.
Trump, okay. All right, ma'am, and the last question is, last year, you know, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine, okay?
Probably about... Off of low, say 150,000, maybe.
Okay, so I have okay.
For my job, well, it depends on, you mean taxable income?
Yes, before taxes.
Oh, before taxes? About 70,000.
Yes. 70, okay. All right, so I have 65 to 75,000. I'm going to put that one, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, ma'am, with this, I appreciate your help, okay, with this survey. You have a nice evening. Appreciate
you too. Your help. Bye-bye.